News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of National Security has announced plans to boost security in correctional institutions across the island. The move also forms part of efforts to clamp down on unauthorized recording of music by inmates. Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., says among the security measures to be implemented are the installation of X-ray scanning machines, metal detectors, and new entry management protocols. All new recruits and correctional officers will also be polygraphed. Additional measures include the relocation of inmates and rezoning of spaces in all institutions, expanded CCTV coverage across the correctional system, and enhanced use of cellular phone jamming technology. Senator Charles says the Department of Correctional Services will be deepening collaboration with the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Major Organized Crime and Anti-Corruption Agency in a bid to maintain high security standards. A system-wide security assessment is also to be undertaken to strengthen the internal controls in all institutions to deter corruption and criminal activity in correctional facilities. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that the National Housing Trust, NHT, will construct approximately 4,000 housing starts before the end of the year. A housing start is the construction of the foundation prior to building. A total of 1,062 housing solutions will be delivered in St. Catherine by 2018, with 253 already being developed by the NHT at Eltham Farm and Helsha. Mr. Holness has also directed the agency to improve its systems and processes in keeping with housing demands.
If the NHT was building house, there would be no reserves to take. So use the reserve to build house.
The Prime Minister, who was speaking at a recent land ceremony in St. Catherine, said there are also plans to deliver about 2,000 housing solutions by the end of 2017. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is projecting a positive economic outlook for Jamaica for the quarter ending March 2017. Director General of the PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, says this is based on the increased productivity demonstrated in several sectors, chief among them the goods and services industries.
The short-term prospects for the Jamaican economy are positive, based on 1, the continued strengthening of productive activities in both the goods-producing and services industries, led by strong growth in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industry.
Dr. Henry adds that the performance of the construction industry is expected to be bolstered by efforts to accelerate the implementation of road projects under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. And the Banana Board is targeting further increase in exports by the end of the year. General Manager Janet Coney says Jamaica has received queries from several countries, particularly in Europe, regarding potential export arrangements. The fruit is mainly shipped to the Cayman Islands, Canada, and occasionally to the United Kingdom. Mrs. Coney says Jamaica's ability to capitalize on and fulfill the growing overseas demand for banana depends largely on local suppliers and producers attaining Global Good Agricultural Practices GAP certification. GAP certification is being facilitated by the board through the Banana Export Expansion Program, BEEP, supported under the Jamaica Banana Accompanying Measures JBAM program.
We believe that if we get larger volumes and we can ship in more feasible methods like by container, then the profits will be much better.
Mrs. Coney was speaking with GIS News following a recent tour of farms and facilities in Portland and St. Mary, benefiting under the European Union-funded JBAM program. The implementation of BEEP is expected to be completed this year. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your classmates. To be a physicist, teacher, biology, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.